the EPA, they delayed it. They didn't want to test. They knew what was going to happen. They tried to cover it up, massive criminal cover up. And now they've only released two tests, which themselves show hundreds of times higher levels of contamination in the soil. So as of right now, what this means is that the town of East Palestine needs to be, frankly, probably evacuated and remediated. And this needs to be done, it needs to be paid for by the railroad, probably by the government of Ohio, which took part in the cover-up, and perhaps by the EPA, which took part in the cover-up. The people of this area need to be compensated for the damage to their health, to their farms, to their livelihoods, to their homes and businesses, and the birth defects that are going to happen over the next year or more. We're going to see a wave of children being born in that area, even north of East Palestine, where the wind blew and you had the fallout. You're going to see children born with birth defects. They will be missing limbs. They will have serious facial distortions, asymmetry in their faces. These are going to be the children of East Palestine.
Okay? Boy, that sucks.
And that's just a matter of fact. And now we have even the EPA producing a couple of tests that show us that this is the case. It's a sad day. This is one of those issues where I don't enjoy being confirmed as correct yet again, because this is an environmental devastation event. This is a catastrophe, and it could have been avoided. But they set fire to the vinyl chloride. And when they set fire to it, they created dioxins and they created the fallout that's now going to contaminate food and farms and bodies for centuries to come. Generations of children will be born with genetic damage following this fallout that we now know is
going to happen. Man, that really sucks.
So there you go. We were trying to sound the alarm. Massive cover-up by even Senator J.D. Vance, you know, frolicking in the streams. Everything's fine. I'm drinking the water. I'm barefoot, whatever. J.D. Vance is sadly going to be heavily contaminated with dioxins. And Governor DeWine of Ohio, same story. Oh, we're out drinking the water. Everything's fine. Nothing to worry about. Governor DeWine will probably die from chromosomal damage caused by dioxin exposure. Sad to say. Because he wanted to put on a dog and pony show and cover up the industrial disaster in order to protect corporate interests. So here we have, you know, two Republicans who are complicit in the cover up of massive environmental crimes that have been committed against the people of Ohio, especially East Ohio and of other states as well. And now the cover up is beginning to unravel. And remember that we said we're going to test for dioxins in our own laboratory. And we're in the process of acquiring that equipment.
So anyway, Mike was saying that the two tests they did show that it was hundreds of times greater than an acceptable level. And then Mike is saying it's probably thousands of times greater, the dioxin contamination. So, you know, now it's a verified absolute catastrophe. And anyway, just checking in. It's Saturday down here in Medellin, Colombia. Let's see what day it is. It's March, where are we? Oh, it's the 18th, 18th of March. How about that? Got the Golf Channel on, you know. Sitting here, I haven't done a video in a few days. I've been busy. Busier than a one-legged man in the ass-kicking contest. Okay, Patriots, Cannabis Jimmy, just checking back in with the latest update on East Palestine, the dioxin crisis. Okay, bye.